I'm the president of Wayne State University. I'm very pleased to be asked to come and visit with you.
You have studied something about our philosophy.
Beg your pardon?
I am asking, you have studied something about our philosophy?
A little, not very much. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be, I'm certain.
It is not a sectarian movement. Why you stop? It is essential knowledge for the whole human society. There are two things, matter and spirit. Mm-hmm. We can understand, every one of us, we are combination of two things, matter and spirit. Mm-hmm. The matter is the body and the spirit is the moving force.
I hear what you're saying.
Yes. But the modern civilization throughout the whole world, they are very serious about the matter, but they are completely in ignorance about the spirit. Mm-hmm. What is your opinion about these things?
I understand that very clearly, and I think we're caught up terribly in matters that are not of the spirit. And I know that we're terribly caught up in materialistic things.
Material, that is temporary. This body, your body, my body, anyone's body, that is temporary. It will not stay. It has taken birth at a certain date. It will endure for certain years and then it will be finished. But the spirit, that will continue. Mm-hmm. It will accept another body, just like we are accepting, we are giving up our body, childhood body, accepting the body of a boy. Then giving up this wild body, accepting the body of a young man. Mm-hmm. Similarly, this body, this I am an old man, this will be finished and I will accept another. So, the spirit soul is eternal and the body is temporary. So we are taking care of the body very much. That is also required. But what about the spirit soul? This education is lacking.
Yes, this is true. My father was a Christian minister all of his life, and he had very deep beliefs about the spiritual matters. He felt very strongly, as you do, that the body was temporary, and that the spirit would find its way into some other form of life. And he believed very strongly in life after human death, very much so. He believed in a matter he called cosmic consciousness, in which the spirit had far greater powers than physical powers. So he had similar kinds, I believe, of beliefs that he did. I have some beliefs myself that the human body being quite temporary, that years are not long for it, that there must be more to life than just a physical setting.
Everyone's body is temporary, either human body or cat's body, dog's body. But the human body is important because in the human body we have developed consciousness by which we can understand what is God. The cats and dogs, they cannot. they haven't got that developed consciousness. Therefore, if we do not use this developed consciousness for understanding God and our relationship with Him, then we are no better than cats and dogs. Cats and dogs cannot be educated about God, but a human being can be educated. That is the distinction between animals and man. But modern education, keeping them in ignorance about God, so they are no better than cats and dogs. And how can bring peace among cats and dogs? Can you bring in peace calling all the dogs of your city and sit down peacefully? No, that is not possible. So if we keep our citizens like cats and dogs, then how we can expect peace?
We're much in ignorance about those matters, I understand that. And
complete ignorance, like animals. So the leaders of the society, if they're serious about advancement of human civilization, they must take to Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. Otherwise, they're damned.
Well, we do not teach about these things in
public
schools because we do not know.
Yes. Now, whether still we shall remain in ignorance or we shall learn this science and teach, that is Krishna consciousness. It is not a sectarian religious movement, no, it is not. This is science, scientific. So, leading personalities like you, teachers, professors, and other leading men, they should not try to understand what is this Krishna consciousness movement is, and join. It is for the human society, it is not for a certain section.
I would like very much to know more about these matters myself, personally.
Kindly do that. You are a little interested. So, we are receiving orders from all universities, colleges, upon books. You have seen our books, these are our books.
Mm-hmm. Reed State University, where he is president, they have standing orders.
We have also given, that's very nice. So, every person, responsible person, we should learn this science and introduce so that the opportunity a human being has got, that must be utilized.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are many interpretations of what you say. I have an interest in these matters, and I want to know more about yours, very much so. I will see that I get your literature and read it.
Your father was also interested. That means, naturally, you have got some interesting from father, hereditary instinct, that is natural. So, we want that in the Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse, find out, jat jat acharati sreshta tat tat eva itari dana sajat pramanam kurite yogastat anuvartat.
Whatever action is performed by a great man, common men follow in his footsteps, and whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. People in general always require a leader who can teach the public by practical behavior. A leader cannot teach the public to stop smoking if he himself smokes. Lord Chaitanya said that a teacher should behave properly even before he begins teaching. One who teaches in that way is called Acharya, or the ideal teacher. Therefore, a teacher must follow the principles of Shastra, scripture, to reach the common man. The teacher cannot manufacture rules against the principles of revealed scriptures. The revealed scriptures like Manu Samhita and others are considered the standard books to be followed by human society. Thus, the leader's teaching should be based on the principles of the standard rules as they are practiced by the great teachers. The Srimad Bhagavatam also affirms that one should follow in the footsteps of great devotees, and this is the way of progress on the path of spiritual realization. The king or the executive head of a state, the father and the school teacher are all considered to be natural leaders of the innocent people in general. All such natural leaders have a great responsibility to their dependents. Therefore, they must be conversant with standard books of moral and spiritual codes.
Very good. Very good. I believe all of that. Every word. The people need leadership of inspiration that they can follow with their whole heart. That they cannot.
There must be practice. That we are teaching here. They are simply not theoretical, but practical. Here in our institute, we teach all the students practically how to become God conscious. Theoretical knowledge will not help us. There must be practical behavior. We are rising early in the morning, attending Mangalarti, then having class, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting. In this way, 24 hours engaged. It is not 15 minutes recreation, no. 24 hours program.
I think this is good for the world. I think the world needs it very much so.
So we are trying, although we are not supported by any government, we are trying in our own way. Only this way is standard, but unfortunately people have lost interest in this thing. The animal life. As soon as we forget our interest in spiritual life, then immediately we are animal.
We're very much creatures of habit, and it's difficult for us
change.
To give up our habits.
Habit can be changed by practice. It's like we advise no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating. So all these Europeans, Americans, they are habituated to all these habits, but now they have stopped. It can be by practice. Bad habits can be changed.
You appear to have a program of great discipline, and I think that discipline is necessary for people who want to feel and learn and understand. I'm an admirer of discipline that kind. It's hard for one to bring oneself to do that out of a world that's strange, a strange world. My world is strange. It's hard to bring myself out of that to other things. But I'm pleased to have this opportunity to hear you and to think about it, to talk about it. I'd like to read more about it.
One priest has joined us. What is his name?
Eugene Stowski.
His PhD. He has recently joined us. He likes this one.
I'm sure it satisfies a deep need. I'm sure that's true.
No, it is the need of the human society. There is no alternative. The Vedic mantra, it is said, tad-vijñānārtham sa guru meva abhigacche. One must accept this. Otherwise, his human life is spoiled. If he simply turned up to live like an animal, then it's a great harm to the human society.
I think our educational program at our university is very important to people, if it helps them think and understand and begin to feel. We don't educate the heart, and I think there's something wrong about that. I think that the heart needs an education. There's some feelings one has to understand and some responses. We're inadequate in this respect.
The thing is, suppose a person by his right has to get so much money from his father's property. If somebody does not give him that money, or somehow or other checks him to get the money, so that's a very heinous act. If he is actually inheritor of the father's property, he must get it. That is justice. Similarly, in the human form of life, one can get this education. If this education is lacking, that means we are envious. We are not given the opportunity of fulfilling the right. And without this education, there is chance of falling down. Just like tatha dehantara prapti, another body you have to accept. If you do not give proper education, then next body may be lower than human being. There are so many different types of bodies, 8,400,000. So according to our mentality, we get another body, nature's law. Nobody can check it. This life I may be very satisfied that I have got this body, let me enjoy without any responsibility and become an animal. That's not very good civilization. They do not believe in the next life. Big, big educated man, they have no brain able to understand that we are changing every moment the body, and they don't believe the body changes and the soul continues. Dhirastata namayati. Find out these words.
Dayosmin dutadehe kamaram jognam jara dutadeham jara prakti dhirastata namayati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change.
These are difficult words to understand.
Dhira.
I appreciate them.
Dhira satana. Dhira means sober gentleman. Dhira. Dhira means gentleman. See, if one does not understand the simple truth, he is not even a gentleman. What you speak of learned scholar? Dhira sattana. That means every gentleman must have this education. And what is the use? What is the meaning of dhira?
So learned.
That is gentleman. So one who does not understand this philosophy of life is not fit to be addressed as gentleman. It's common sense now.
My father used to speak of the oversoul that I think had some similarity to these words that we just read, the soul that is above.
We call it super soul, that is God. The idea is in Christianity also, Holy Ghost idea. Super soul and the ordinary soul. We living entities, we are ordinary soul. And God, in His all-pervading feature, He is super soul. Find out this verse. Khetragan chafi vāng vidhi sarva khetre suhāra.
Chaitragam chapimam vidhi savachetra subharata chaitragyo jnanam yattaj jnanam matam namam.
Chaitra khetra gaya jnanam yattaj jnanam ajnanam yat anatha. Meaning,
O Sayana Bharat, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies, and to understand this body and its owner is called knowledge. That is my opinion.
First of all, knowledge means khetra-khetra-kya. The body is the field of activity. You are acting, I am also acting, everyone is acting according to the body. But the actor is called khetra-kya. It's like the cultivator is tilling. The land is owned and the tiller is cultivated. Similarly, this body is an analogy of this field and we are tilling. So Krishna says that I am also one of the tiller. Just like the tenant and the landlord. In the apartment house, the tenant is occupier of a certain house, certain apartment. But the landlord is the owner of the whole house. So God said, I am also khetra, God, but for all the building, everything that is there, all planets, all everywhere. That is all pervasive. So I am the proprietor of this body, owner of this body, but God is proprietor of all the bodies. In this way, there is explanation.
While discussing the subject of this body and the owner of the body, the soul and the supersoul, we shall find three different topics of study: the Lord, the living entity, and matter. In every field of activities, in every body, there are two souls, the individual soul and the supersoul. Because the supersoul is the plenary expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Krishna says, I am also the knower, but I am not the individual owner of the body. I am the super-knower. I am present in every body as the Paramatma or supersoul. One who studies the subject matter of the field of activity and the knower of the field very minutely in terms of this Bhagavad Gita can attain to knowledge. The Lord says, I am the knower of the field of activities in every individual body. The individual may be the knower of his own body, but he is not in knowledge of other bodies. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present as the Supersoul in all bodies, knows everything about all bodies. He knows all the different bodies of all the various species of life. A citizen may know everything about his patch of land, but the king knows not only his palace, but all the properties possessed by the individual citizens. Similarly, one may be the proprietor of the body individually, but the Supreme Lord is the proprietor of all bodies. The king is the original proprietor of the kingdom, and the citizen is the secondary proprietor. Similarly, the Supreme Lord is the supreme proprietor of all bodies. The body consists of the senses. The Supreme Lord is Rishikesh, which means controller of the senses. He is the original controller of the senses, just as the king is the original controller of all activities within the state, and the citizens are secondary controllers. The Lord also says, I am also the knower. This means that he is the super knower. The individual soul knows only his particular body. In Vedic literature, it is also stated...
Just like pains and pleasure, you know your bodily pains and pleasure. I know my body, but I do not know your bodily pain. neither you know mine, but God knows everyone's principle. That is the difference between God and individual.
This body is called the Chaitra, and within it dwells the owner of the body and the Supreme Lord, who knows both the body and the owner of the body. Therefore, he is called the knower of all fields. The distinction between the field of activities, the owner of activities, and the supreme owner of activities is described as follows. Perfect knowledge of the constitution of the body, the constitution of the individual soul, and the constitution of the supersoul is known in terms of Vedic literature as Jnanam. That is the opinion of Krishna. To understand both the soul and the supersoul as one yet distinct is knowledge. One who does not understand the field of activity and the knower of activity is not in perfect knowledge. One has to understand the position of Prakriti, nature, and Purusha, the enjoyer of the nature, and Ishvara, the knower who dominates or controls nature and the individual soul. One should not confuse the three in their different capacities. One should not confuse the painter, the painting, and the easel. This material world, which is the field of activities, is nature, and the enjoyer of nature is the living entity, and above them both is the supreme controller, the personality of Godhead. It is stated in the Vedic language, Bhokta Bhogyam Praritaram Chamatvas Sarvam Proktam Trividim Brahman Itat. There are three Brahman conceptions. Prakriti is Brahman as the field of activities, and the jiva, individual soul, is also Brahman and is trying to control the material nature. And the controller of both of them is also Brahman, but he is the factual controller. In this chapter, it will be also explained that out of the two knowers, one is fallible and the other is infallible. One is superior and the other is subordinate. One who understands the two knowers of the field to be one and the same contradicts the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who states here very clearly that I am also the knower of the field of activity. One who misunderstands a rope to be a serpent is not in knowledge. There are different kinds of bodies, and there are different owners of the bodies. Because each individual soul has his individual capacity of lording it over material nature, there are different bodies. But the Supreme also is present in them as the controller. The word cha is significant, for it indicates the total number of bodies. That is the opinion of Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan. Krishna is the supersoul present in each and every body, apart from the individual soul. And Krishna explicitly says here that the supersoul is the controller of both the field of activities and the finite enjoyer.
I thank you for reading this to me. I'm afraid I must be discourteous and leave you in a moment. I'm speaking at a dinner meeting for my university.
Right.
I was delighted with Ms. Ruther's call for the chance to come and have this opportunity to listen to you. And I'm very grateful to her for calling.
Give him some for
this one.
Oh, thank you. That's it.
That's it. Thank you.